Shape it. And Leanne is going to share with us something a little bit for the children, which is cool. Thanks, Leanne. What have you got hiding away there somewhere?
I might give you some ideas. We've got some kids in the house this morning, might want to come on up. Do you want to come, Hayden? Some things here. Maybe if your kids want to just go and sit down and then you'll get yourself a little bit more comfortable. There we go. Well, guys, who likes running and answering the phone in your house when it rings? Is any of you? Not you. Do you? Well, look, have you seen a phone like this before? No. Have you seen phones? Do you remember these phones? Very old one, isn't it? Well, I was a receptionist for about 10 years and I used to answer a phone pretty similar to this quite a lot. And then when my girls came along and the phone would ring, I'd quite like it when they would answer it because I was answering the phone quite a lot, so they would run. And a very nice telecom man, as it was called telecom in those days, gave me this telephone and they loved it. They used to play with it. And, I think the dial's gone a bit funny. Our phones do that. We have a few problems with them, but that's a little bit different than this telephone. Do you think I could fit this in my pocket? Is easy? No. Well, this is the new telephones that we have now. But this telephone, I shared a wee while ago about in the brag time that it was a little bit of a problem. And to cut a long story short, this was a bit of a naughty telephone. And its siren went off and I couldn't stop it. And a technician and the manufacturers and nobody could help me. And for 2 hours, this phone was just bleeping and blaring. And they were telling me what to do and I was pushing the buttons and nothing was happening. So I left it in the bedroom. And then I went in and 2 hours later, I'm going, oh, picked it up. And I held it in my hands and do you know what? I prayed. And I said, Lord, you know about this telephone. Can you please help me? And I pushed the buttons. And do you know what? It stopped. Yes. Thank you, God. Wasn't that amazing? And you know, when I'm out on the farm, I get myself into a few pickles from time to time. My family will tell you about that. And I suppose as farmers, we kind of do that. And there's this one verse that's in the Bible. And it tells us, as we draw close to God, he will draw close to us. And just like we've got earthly mums and dads, we've got a heavenly father. And, you know, he wants to be involved in our lives. And ever since this situation happened, I was telling a friend about it, and he said, why didn't you pray sooner? Why didn't I pray sooner? 2 hours later, you know, wouldn't that have been great? And so it's kind of taught me a lesson now. When I get in my pickles, whatever happens, to really involve God in that and draw really close to him. So, as it says in Galatians 4:8, draw close to me and I'll draw close to you. And just like we've been hearing stories this morning of like Mrs. Stevenson is better, I've got a wee thank you jar. And I started this at the beginning of the year. And you could make one up, just get a jar from home. And I've been writing all my thank yous down on there. And that's something that I'm going to be very thankful for. And to see Mr. Duncan come in this morning too. And, you know, just those sorts of things. And I write the date up and then I'll write maybe 2 or 3, 4 things and I'll put them in my wee jar. And I've just got verses. And sometimes, you know, problems happen and they're great and they're small, but they help us grow, even the ones that God doesn't answer. And I thank him for everything because I know in his will he has everything covered. And I was kind of reading too this week, right in the very beginning of your Bible, who was the very first person that God created? Can you remember?
Adam and Eve.
Yeah, he created Adam, but do you know who he created first?
Jesus.
there was God, and you're right, he said it was just Adam. And I kind of got to thinking about that, you know, there was only just Adam and there was God. And later on, he did create Eve. But that's a bit like our relationship. You know, our relationship with God. There was just Adam and there was just God. And that's something that's really important, isn't it, for each one of us. And when you see the Ten Commandments, it's that very first commandment that's there. And it says that God should be number one in our lives. There should be nobody else. Nothing else should come. We should have nobody else in front of God. So, you know, that's a really cool thing. Getting that relationship, getting that connection with God. Just like when the phone rings at home, maybe you can go and answer it and take it to Mum or Dad. But maybe you could think about praying to God and getting that connection happening with Him and hearing what He's telling you. Sometimes we like to speak, but it's really cool sometimes just to listen. And later on, Mr. Stevenson's going to be talking a little bit more about a prayer. And it's called the Lord's Prayer. It's probably the first prayer that I actually ever really learned. And I used to teach my kids in Bible in schools the Lord's Prayer. And the adults would know all about it too. So it's a really cool prayer. Maybe you want to tune into that. Okay? So let's just pray before Mr. Stevenson comes up. Thank you, Lord, for children. Thank you, Lord, that we can come and connect with you. Thank you for all the answers to prayers, and that, Lord, you really want to draw close to us. Help us, Lord, at times when we're just trying to do things in our strength, that, Lord, that we can just connect to you, and as we draw close to you, Lord, that you will indeed draw close to us. Just pray that you're with all our kids that are here today and that aren't, and just your hands over them all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.